Benefits and allowances. A gateway to financial support. For people living with sight loss, managing daily costs can be an additional challenge. If you're concerned about your finances, it's a good idea to arrange a benefits checkup with organisations like Age UK or Citizens Advice. There are a wide range of benefits and allowances available that can ease financial pressures and open doors to further support. Certain benefits not only provide immediate financial help, but also unlock access to other support services, which is why they're called gateway benefits. These include, at the time of writing, pension credit, universal credit, working tax credit, and employment and support allowance. By receiving one of these benefits, you may become eligible for additional help, such as winter fuel allowance, council tax discounts, free NHS prescriptions, and housing benefit. This means that even if the benefit itself seems small, it can lead to further support that can significantly improve your financial situation. Support during winter months. Winter fuel payments help with heating costs during colder months. Recently, the government changed the eligibility criteria, and now only those receiving pension credit or other means-tested benefits qualify. In addition, cold weather payments are available to people on certain low-income benefits. You'll automatically receive £25 for each 7-day period when the temperature drops below freezing, if you're eligible. Personal Independence Payment, or PIP. PIP is a benefit for people who require additional care or have mobility challenges due to a disability. It is not means-tested, but if you receive PIP, you may get additional payments, called a premium, added to benefits like housing benefit, job seeker's allowance, income support, employment and support allowance, if you receive the daily living component, pension credit, if you receive the daily living component, low-cost telephone and internet. If you qualify for a gateway benefit, you may be eligible for social tariffs for your phone and internet bills. These are fixed-term, low-cost plans offered by most utility companies. Whilst they may not always be the cheapest, they provide consistent savings without the need to regularly shop around. For those who find it difficult to research deals, these tariffs can offer peace of mind. Attendance allowance. If you've reached state pension age and need help due to a disability, such as sight loss, you could qualify for attendance allowance. This benefit is designed to help with extra costs when you need assistance with daily living activities. Importantly, you don't need to have a paid carer to claim this benefit. It can be used for equipment or other forms of support. Receiving attendance allowance could also lead to extra payments through pension credit, housing benefit, or council tax reduction. In 2025, attendance allowance will automatically be changed to the pension age disability payment. You'll get a letter detailing any changes. Carer's allowance. If a friend or family member helps you with everyday tasks like cooking, attending appointments, shopping, or managing finances for 35 hours a week or more, they might be eligible for carer's allowance. This benefit helps reduce financial pressure for the person supporting you, whether they are a friend, relative, or partner. Carer's allowance also includes national insurance credits, which help protect their entitlement to a state retirement pension.